tell you, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, looks like they're going with their regular starting five that they went with most of the year. Number 23, the first player out, that is Sierra Carter for the Lady Lions. Next out is number 34, Shelby C. Next player introduced for the Lady Lions is number 44, that is Haley Kimmel. Next out, we have number 33, that is Ashton Yeager. And the final player out is number 22. Number 22 is Shelby Summers. Those are your starters for Bakersfield. Now we'll get the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And we can tell you, they are going with their usual starting lineup. They've got a pair of sophomores, a junior, and two seniors. The first sophomore is Chevelle Graves. She wears number 2 for the Lady Bears. Next out will be number 22, the other sophomore. That is Megan Upton. Next, we got the junior, number 33, Shelby Vangenhoven for the Lady Bears. And the final players out will be the two seniors. It'll be number 12, Lauren Mitchell. And then the point guard, number 11, Tara Godwin. Those are your starters for the Lady Bears. Same five that started the first 12 games of the season. And they are ready to go. See if they can get to that 10th win here early in the season. Lady Bears, the top seed here in the tournament coming in. Number 1 seed taking on Bakersfield, coming in at the number 8 seed. And Lauren Mitchell will step into the center circle with Shelby Summers. We'll jump it up. Referee, ask them if they're ready. They say they are. A few more instructions. He'll back out. Looks like we're ready to go now as the whistle sounds. Ball in the air, tip controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lady Bears with it. And they'll push the ball down the floor into the low post to Mitchell. Mitchell goes up, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Mitchell missed the first one, but the follow-up was good. It's 2-0 Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears early with a 2-point lead. On the dribble now out front. Summers, they swing it around to Kimmel. Kimmel lost it on the floor. It's rolling almost in the backcourt, but picked up by the Lady Lions. Good defense for the Lady Bears. Really extending that zone on out there, pressuring the ball handler out front. Summers with it. Carter with it, number 23. Over on the wing, they work it inside to Kimball. Ball's knocked loose. Back out, Carter. Around on the wing to Yeager. Yeager back out to Carter. She thought about the three. She's about 8 feet behind the three-point line at the top of the key. So not going to take that long shot. Lady Lions still looking for their first shot of the ballgame. They're working around a three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Shelby Vangenhoven. That was Yeager who couldn't get it to go from the baseline. And the Lady Bears back on offense. Godwin to Vangenhoven. Her three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by number 34, C. Shelby C. will give it off to Carter. Carter dribbles up the floor. Now she'll set up the offense. Carter on offense, had the ball slapped, almost stolen. Now the pass back over into the corner to Kimball. Kimball back out to Carter. Long jumper on the way is good. Carter with her first two, and we're tied at two. 6:10 left to play first quarter. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lady Bears set it up here. Godwin to Vangenhoven, now to Upton. In the corner to Godwin. To Mitchell. She'll drive in, kicks it out to Godwin. Godwin drives, puts the shot up. We got a foul on the floor. Shot's not going to count, so the Lady Bears will inbound underneath their own basket. Shelby Vangenhoven will trigger it in. That foul was on number 44. Kimmel, her first. Inside, we go to Upton, and Upton is going to draw a foul. She'll go to the free throw line. So Megan looking for her first points here early in the ball game. She'll step the line with 5:51 to play. Tied 2-2. Mammoth Spring and Bakersfield. Shot on the way is good for Upton. The sophomore with her first point tonight. Megan will set for the second. Second shot is on the way off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Carter. She'll hand to Yeager, and Yeager will bring it up the floor. On the dribble. Picked up at the top of the key. Goes down low to Carter. Carter back out to Yeager. Back to Carter on the wing. They work it inside to Kimmel. And Kimmel just had it taken away. Megan Upton reached up and just took the ball out of her hands, but they called the jump, and it belongs to Bakersville on the alternating possession. Bakersville will inbound the basketball. Inbound pass. It's tipped, almost stolen by Lauren Mitchell. And got a hand on it again. That's twice. Lauren almost got the steal. Now Vangenhoven does. Off to Mitchell. Mitchell bounce pass to Godwin. She'll put it up and draw the foul. That foul on number 33, Yeager, her first. Good ball movement that time of the Lady Bears as they push the ball up the floor, and Tara Godwin will go up the free throw line. Trying to build on a one-point mammoth spring lead. It's 3-2. 5:24 left first quarter. First shot by Tara is good. Godwin in the scorebook now. She'll wait here to shoot the second free throw. Try to build on this two-point mammoth spring lead. And the free throw's long off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lady Lions. Yeager will walk the ball up the floor. Crosses half court now on the dribble. Looks at that zone defense. Finds Carter down low. Back out front to Yeager. Around to Kimmel. Kimmel back to Yeager. Good quick passes here by Bakersville. Trying to get an open spot here against this good zone defense from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. With the basketball, Yeager drives in. Now kicks it out on the wing. Pass back out to Yeager. Around to Carter. Carter almost lost the ball. Godwin almost took it away. Now that's a steal by Mitchell. Lauren with the basketball, going to drive to the basket. Puts it up left-handed. Easy, too, for Lauren Mitchell. Lauren now with 4 points in the ball game, and the Lady Bears lead it by 4-6-2. Nice left-handed layup there. Mammoth Spring again will set up the defense and really picking them up and pressing the ball out on the floor, and we got a pass in the middle and a travel called on Kimmel. They said when she caught the ball in the lane, she took a couple of steps before she put it down, or at least one step. So the turnover goes back to Mammoth Spring. 4:23 to play first quarter. Tara Godwin will walk it up the floor. Mammoth Spring with a four-point lead and the basketball. Godwin, a long three-pointer is good, and I mean that was way out there. Tara was standing 3 or 4 feet behind the three-point line, and quickly Coach Bird wants a timeout. 9-2, Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
And again, welcome back to the Battle of the Border at Mammoth Spring High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Bakersville Lady Lions 9-2 with 4:07 left to play in the first quarter. It is Bakersville basketball out of the timeout as Coach Don Boyd wanted to talk things over. Dribbling the ball up the floor. Yeager across half court. On the dribble, takes it to the right. Mitchell picks her up, and she backs it back out. Pass almost comes to me over here, but one of the Lady Lions able to save it. And now we got a foul inside on Shelby Vangenhoven. Shelby reaching in, trying to make a steal. Her first, that is the first foul on the team. A steal by Godwin. Tara all alone, headed the other way, takes it to the basket, up and in. Godwin with 6 points in the ball game. Lady Bears by 9 now, 11-2. You got the number one seeded Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on the eighth seeded Bakersville Lady Lions. Kind of what you would expect. And the Lady Bears with another steal. Lauren Mitchell to the basket, puts it up and in. Lady Bears right now are really taking control of this. Timeout taken, 13-2. Lady Bears lead it back here in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School timeout taken by Bakersfield. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears off to a good start here, leading by 11, 13-2 over the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Tara Godwin with 6 quick points. Lauren Mitchell with 6 quick points. So Lady Bears. And the Lady Lions come out of the timeout here. They'll set it up. Lady Bears on defense. Out front, Carter now running the point as Jaeger runs the baseline. They work it over to C. Down in the corner to Jaeger. Back out top of the key to Carter. That is Sierra Carter, number 23 for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. She's got the dribble, looking for help. Finds C in the corner. C, a couple of dribbles. Back out. Lady Bear defense really good here. They are pressing the ball everywhere here. On the dribble, Carter. Dribble pass inside is stolen by Lauren Skaggs, who just checked in. The Lady Bears with another steal. Mammoth Spring up the floor. Upton goes baseline, puts it off the glass for an easy two. Megan Upton with the two, and the Lady Bears now lead it 15-2. 2:17 left to play first quarter. It has been all Mammoth Spring so far. With the basketball, C on the wing. Her pass is deflected. It goes high, picked up by Jaeger. Her shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Megan Upton. Megan will hand off to Skaggs. She'll give it to Godwin. And again, the Lady Bears are off on offense. They'll head up the floor, down the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Bakersfield. Tara pushed that ball right down the middle of the lane, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Sierra Carter out front. She dribbles around, backs it back out as they set up the offense here, looking at this defense from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Summers with it, back out to Carter. She thought about the three. She'll drive in, now passes it out to Jaeger. Jaeger going to take the long two. It's good. Jaeger knocks it down. For Jaeger, that's her first 2 points. She has two, and Carter has two to account for the 4 points for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Good give and go. Skaggs to Upton in the corner. Then Skaggs cut to the basket, gets an easy layup. Mammoth Spring leads it 17-4. Back on defense again. Carter out front. Sierra Carter dribbling the ball. Trying to figure out a way to get around this defense for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, which has really been good here in this first quarter. Shot is short, taken down by Godwin. Godwin, long pass up the floor. She tried to throw it over the head of everybody, and Lauren Mitchell just couldn't come down with it. Went right off her fingertips and out of bounds. So it's Mammoth Spring back on defense. Bakersfield with the basketball, down 13. With a basketball, Sierra Carter again walks the ball slowly across half court. Don't want to get in a running match with the Lady Bears. Already down by 13 here early in this ball game. Shot on the way by Kimball is no good. Rebound by Godwin, and she's going to be fouled. I believe it's Carter that committed the foul. Sierra Carter reached in, slapped at the ball, and got armed. So Shelby Vangenhoven will bring the ball in here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Gives it to Tara Godwin, and Tara brings it down the left side of the floor, just crossing half court now. Down to 16 seconds to play in the quarter. Mammoth Spring looking like they might go for the final shot of the quarter. There's a long three, though, by Vangenhoven with still 10 seconds left. Rebound by Mitchell. Out to Skaggs, around to Vangenhoven. Nice pass by Shelby into Upton for an easy two, and the Lady Bears lead it 19-4 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Favorite thing about my street?
It's quiet.
Safe. The people.
We rely on each other.
And we rely on our Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The co-op isn't just about electricity.
It's about power.
The power of information. Efficiency.
Safety.
Technology.
That's why whenever I have a question about energy, I always call my Touchstone Energy Cooperative first. Because in my community,
I am the co-op.
And the co-op
is me.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
There's a new one-of-a-kind store in downtown Mammoth Spring. Rutana Banana is an artist nook with one-of-a-kind finds. Rutana Banana is located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. They specialize in Haitian and local art. They offer art classes, drop-in art days, scrapbooking, and an art party venue for special parties. Stop in and have a cup of Haitian coffee. Great conversation and complimentary Wi-Fi. The mission at Rutana Banana is to help keep families together while appreciating amazing local artists. Rutana Banana, loving arms built brighter futures.
Well, back at Mammoth Spring High School, the annual Battle of the Border, and so far it has been all Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears leading by 15, 19-4 at the half. They'll have the ball here to start the second quarter. Lauren Skaggs will trigger the ball in to Tara Godwin, and Godwin will bring the ball across half court. Lady Bears on offense, leading by 15. Upton with it on the wing. She drives baseline. Picks up the dribble, comes out to Mitchell. Mitchell drives in the lane, back out to Upton. Good passing here, good ball movement. Now Godwin to the basket, can't get to go. Rebound pulled down, though, by Megan Upton, and we got a jump ball. I believe it's going to belong to Bakersfield. Mammoth Spring had the ball to start the quarter. So it will be Bakersfield basketball. 19-4, Mammoth Spring with the lead. I want to mention that you want to stay with us at halftime. We're going to visit with Coach Seth Godwin, talk a little bit about the Battle of the Border tournament and what's become a really good tournament here locally. We'll talk to him at the halftime break. Shot on the way is no good for Bakersfield. That was number 12 we just checked in, Nautica Smith. She couldn't get it to go. Bears have the ball, and they're headed the other way. Mammoth Springs, Chevelle Graves with it on the wing. Chevelle drives in, kicks it out to Skaggs. She'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Carter with the rebound. She hands to Yeager. Yeager back now to point. They kind of switch there for a little while. They work it inside to Summers. Summers back out. They swing it around. Pass right between the Lady Bears, two of their players. Nobody knew for sure who was getting it, and it went out of bounds. Number 15 also has checked in. That is Haley Collins for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. 6:58 to play first half. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. On the dribble, Tara Godwin. Tara in the corner to Mitchell. Mitchell high now on the floor to Skaggs. Right wing. Upton to Godwin, left side. In the corner to Skaggs on the left side. They bring it back out. Good ball movement. Lady Bears working the ball around that three-point line. Now Mitchell drives baseline. Pass in the middle to Upton. She'll put the shot up. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Yeager. Quickly, Lady Lions back the other way this time, pushing the ball a little bit, but they'll back off as the Lady Bears defense is set. Yeager with it, looking for help. She finds Nautica Smith. Her pass into the middle is tipped, picked up by Summers, off to Carter. Carter puts the shot up, can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Skaggs. To Godwin, quickly, Lady Bears the other way. Tara outrunning the defense, takes it to the basket, can't get it to go. She had to step to the left to avoid the defense and missed it off the rim. Lady Lions back on offense, trailing by 15. Mammoth Spring and Bakersfield. Bakersfield, Carter, that's Sierra Carter with a three-pointer in and out. What looked good from here, but couldn't get it to fall. Mammoth Spring with the basketball again. It's kind of slowed down here in the second quarter. That first quarter, they were scoring at will. Haven't scored here in the last couple of minutes. Now Lauren Mitchell will go to the free throw line after making a tough layup. I believe they're going to count the basket, and they did. So Lauren gets the basket. She's got 8 points, and she's going to go to the free throw line. That foul was on number 15, Haley Collins, her first. Lauren Mitchell at the line, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound comes out long, picked up by Mitchell. She takes it back in the lane, kicks it out to Godwin now. To Graves on the right wing. Chevelle takes it top of the key, gives it to Megan Upton. Megan will hand to Godwin, and they'll set up the offense again. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball. Mitchell takes it free throw line, now backs it back out, picks up the dribble, pass inside from Upton, gets it in to Skaggs. The ball's loose on the floor. We got a jump ball, and I believe this time it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. And Coach Small looks like he's signaling for a timeout here. Or actually, he's signaling a play. I thought he was calling timeout. Looks like he wanted a full timeout the way he had his arms out, but they work it inside to Mitchell for an easy two. Lauren now in double figures already with 10 points. Quickly, Lady Bears with a 19-point lead, 23-4. With the basketball, Yeager gets it, and they try to work it inside. We got a foul as they tried to go inside to one of the players for Bakersfield. Didn't see who the foul was on. I believe they're going to call it on Chevelle Graves, her first. So Mammoth Spring will set up the defense. It looks like coming into the ballgame for Mammoth Spring, they've got Shelby Vangenhoven and Tessa Smith. Yeager is going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Carter. She'll bring it all the way back out. Works it inside. It's stolen. Taken by Skaggs. Lauren with a basketball. Upton and Godwin came out on that last timeout. Mitchell for a long three, something you don't see out of her a whole lot. But it's off the rim and back the other way is Nautica Smith for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. She'll give it out to Carter. Carter now is going to set it up. Sierra Carter with the basketball. She has all four of the Bakersfield Lady Lion points. Pass into the middle is going to be too high out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. 23-4, 3:58 left to play in this first half. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lauren Skaggs, the freshman here, running the point now with Godwin on the bench. Lauren will give it on the baseline to Chevelle Graves. Nice pass into Skaggs. Back out to Vangenhoven. Her long two is off the rim. Tessa Smith with a rebound. Back up, no good. Fight for the rebound is going to be controlled by Bakersfield. Good offensive rebounding by the Lady Bears that time, but they just couldn't get it to go. Tessa got in there and got a good rebound for it. They work it inside. The shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound. Carter has it. She puts it back up. No good. Rebound on the floor being chased down, and we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on number 23, Sierra Carter. And she took the legs out from underneath Chevelle Graves, who was going after that basketball. That's the sixth foul on the Lady Lions. The next one will be the 1-1. Some substitutions being made here for Bakersfield. Mammoth Spring will inbound the basketball in front of their own bench and bring it up the floor. Lauren Skaggs on the dribble. Gives it off to Vangenhoven. Shelby looking inside. Beautiful pass on a backdoor cut from Lauren Mitchell. Lauren having a good first half already with 12 points, and that was a nice assist from Shelby Vangenhoven. With the basketball, Yeager out front, drives in, hands off to number 34, that's C. She loses the ball as Tessa Smith takes it away. Off to Vangenhoven. Pass over to Mitchell. Mitchell off the glass for two. Lauren now with 14 first half points. And the Lady Bears are rolling, leading by 23, and I think they're going to get Lauren Mitchell for a foul. The only mistake I think she's made here in this first half of play. Lauren now will get a breather. Comes to the bench with 14 points, leading scorer in the ballgame. 2:38 left to play in the first half. Yeager out front is holding the ball, looking to the coach for a call. Coach Bird give it to her. Now they run baseline. Shot up, no good. Tessa Smith with a nice rebound inside. She'll hand to Godwin. Godwin up the floor. Gives it to Graves. Graves shot up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound taken down by the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Lady Lions quickly back the other way. Yeager with it. She's guarded by Graves out front. Trying to get around her, and Chevelle's going to be called for her second. A little bit too aggressive there, trying to cut off the dribble. And the Lady Bears will set up the defense here, still leading by 23 with 2:10 left in the first half. Could be a quick second half if this game keeps going this direction. Yeager with a basketball, had it knocked away by Graves. Graves is knocked down, ball's on the floor, she dives after it. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Chevelle trying to go for the ball. She was tripped up. I don't think it was intentional, but she was tripped and then loses the ball on the jump ball. It goes back to Bakersfield. Timeout called by the Lady Lions. 27-4, Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sport.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees, like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here leading the Bakersfield Lady Lions 27-4. A minute 58 left in this first half of play. Bakersfield inbound the basketball at the scorer's table. Yeager gives it in to number 44 C, and gets it right back. Yeager drives in, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Long rebound by Chevelle Graves. She had the ball knocked away as Summers was all over her trying to get the ball back. Good defense there by number 22. That is Shelby Summers. Almost come up with a steal. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lauren Skaggs will bring it up the floor as they set up the offense. The two seniors getting a long breather here. Mitchell and Godwin on the bench for Mammoth Spring. That's something you don't see a whole lot, but when you got a big lead like this, you can do that. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Graves over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven drives in, trying to get to the basket. It's knocked away. Out of bounds, touch last by Bakersfield. So Mammoth Spring basketball. Set to inbound on the baseline is Lauren Skaggs. Lauren looking to come in. Gets it to Vangenhoven. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. Long rebound by Kimball for Bakersfield. Quickly back the other way. Yeager pushing it up the floor. Takes it to the left side and then dribbled it out of bounds. An unforced turnover there as she turned to dribble and get away from the defense and just dribbled it right out of bounds in front of Coach Scott Small. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. A minute six to play first half. 27-4. It has slowed down a little bit in scoring. Lady Bears scored 19 first quarter points. And so far have only scored 8 points here in the first 7 minutes of this second quarter. Megan Upton is fouled. She's fouled by Summers. Summers' second foul. And Megan Upton will go to the free throw line here to shoot the one and one. Megan sets for the first. It's on the way. It's good. Nothing but net. Megan having a nice game. She's got 6 first half points. She'll set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. 7 now for Upton. She has 7, 14 for Mitchell, and 6 for Godwin, the leading scorers for the Lady Bears here through the first half of play. 53 seconds left to play in the half. Yeager with it. Yeager, pass over here to me, and it will go back to the Lady Bears. That's a little too high for her teammate. Turnover for Mammoth Spring, and they'll get the ball back. Turnover is actually on Bakersfield. Mammoth Spring basketball. Lauren Skaggs playing the point. She'll bring it across half court. Gives it to Tessa Smith on the wing. Back out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven looking for the cutter. Holds on to it. Now she'll bring it to the right side. Gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs for three. It's off the rim, high bounce, and it's going to go out of bounds. Touch last, I believe, by Megan Upton. Megan in there fighting for that offensive rebound, knocked it out of bounds. 26 seconds left, first half. With the basketball, Bakersfield Lady Lions. Yeager with it out front. She looks inside. Gives it to Summers. She tried to go up with it. It was blocked, and they're going to call a foul. I think they're going to get Tessa Smith, who stepped in front of her but committed the foul. For Tessa, that's her first foul. At the line will be number 22. That is Shelby Summers. Summers' shot on the way is good. I think I mistakenly said earlier that Carter had scored all their points. She has not. She has 2. Yeager has 2. And now Summers has 1, and she made the first. Second free throw is on the way. It's good. Summers with 2 points. And the lead is 23, 29-6. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lauren Skaggs out front. Down to 6 seconds to play in the quarter. Lady Bears with it. Vangenhoven for three. It's off the rim, no good. Your score at the half, 29-6. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Bakersville Lady Lions. We'll take a break. Back with more from your halftime here at Mammoth Spring High School in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And we are back here at the half, Mammoth Spring High School, the Battle of the Border at halftime. They're having some fun out here. The kids are lined up shooting from half court to see who can make it. And they just had one go in. Someone made it. About the time I said that. Good shot. Sign him up. The Lady Bears and Lady Lions at the half. It's 29-6. Mammoth Spring with a 23-point lead. As we look at the scoring, leading scores for Bakersville, well, pretty balanced. Ashton Yeager, Sierra Carter, and Shelby Summers all have two apiece. For Mammoth Spring, they're led in the first half by Lauren Mitchell, and Lauren set a large part of that second quarter. She has 14 points, 7 points for Megan Upton, 6 for Tara Godwin, and 2 for Lauren Skaggs. That's the scoring in the first half for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lady Bears ran out to a quick lead, led 19-4 at the end of the first quarter, and then make it 29-6 at the half. This is the third game here from the Battle of the Border tonight and the opening night of the tournament. Earlier tonight, it was the Hillcrest Senior Girls with a 48-40 win over Gainesville. And then in the Senior Boys Contest, the top-seeded Hillcrest Screaming Eagles with a win, 73-54 over Mountain Home Christian Academy. I tell you what, Mountain Home Christian Academy was the eighth seed, but they played really well. It was close in that first half, but Hillcrest able to pull away in the second half. Of course, the top seed, ranked number 5 in the state in Class 1A, and they look like it tonight. Good basketball team. There's a bunch of good basketball teams in this tournament. We're looking forward to this rest of the tournament. Of course, tomorrow we got a pair of games. The Mammoth Spring Bears will play the Koshkonong Blue Jays tomorrow evening. They're Lady Bobcats in action, and I don't have the schedule in front of me. I'm not sure who they play right now. Actually, I forgot, but they are playing tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and the Redbone will be here with a call of that game for you on K-Country 95. Of course, the winner of this game will advance into the semifinals on Thursday, and we look forward to see that if the Lady Bears, which right now look like they're going to make it there, leading by 23 here at the half. We've got about 5 minutes left in this halftime break. Kind of waiting around here. Coach Godwin was going to stop by and talk to us a little bit about the tournament. But I believe, I mean, he's been busy running everywhere trying to do things here with this tournament. And he is nowhere to be seen right now. Hopefully we'll talk to him somewhere here before we get back to the second half of play. We're going to take a break. We'll be back here in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Now open in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring, it's Pam's Place, where you'll find a beautiful selection of stylish fall capes and sweaters that will feel amazing and perfect for chilly weather. Pam's Place has a wide variety of fall decor, purses, jewelry, and so much more. Support local business. You'll find decor and clothing there you won't find anywhere else. Located at 360 South Main in Mammoth Spring. Like their Facebook page and watch for updates on new arrivals. Open 10 to 5:30 Wednesday through Saturday. Support local business and get great items at great prices at Pam's Place.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
Back here at the half, Mammoth Spring leading 29-6, kind of laughing here. At halftime, they have a contest where they allow people to shoot from half court, and kind of had a father-son matchup there. I've been calling basketball for Mammoth Spring for a lot of years, and I remember, I don't know, probably about 20 years ago, Joe Flynn was playing, and he was out here at half court, and he just made one. And, of course, his son, Zach Flynn, was out here shooting too. So I guess that's where he gets his good shooting from, because Zach can shoot it and Joe can sure shoot it when he plays. But anyway, having a good time here at the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring High School. Of course, we got four games on the schedule tomorrow. Got another game here following this one tonight. If you're in the area, you want to see some good basketball, we invite you to come down to Mammoth Spring High School and enjoy the rest of this one. Lady Bears looking good. Of course, they are the top seed in the tournament. Come in at 9-3. Bakersfield Lady Lions at 2-2 on the season. And we are just about 3 minutes away from the second half of play between Mammoth Spring and Bakersfield. So we're going to also have time for another break here. Like I said, still waiting on Coach Godwin to make his way down here, and haven't seen him since we went to halftime. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him after the game. But Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it. We'll take a break. Back here in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams are out getting warmed up, ready to go with the second half of play. Again, your leading scorer in the ball game, Lauren Mitchell, with 14 first half points. Not a lot of foul trouble for either team. So we are just about set for the second half of play. I want to say thank you to our Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home and Mammoth Spring Theron Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Theron Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Theron Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball. Now Coach Godwin finally sees me, but we're a little too late. Got to run back out on the floor here, get ready to play some basketball. So we will maybe talk to him, like I said, after the game, we hope. Lady Bears and the Lady Lions just about set for our second half of play. Again, if you didn't hear earlier, earlier games, Hillcrest girls beat Gainesville 48-40. Hillcrest boys Yeah, Hillcrest boys beat Mountain Home Christian Academy 73-54. Lady Bears are back out on the floor. Starters on the floor. It's number 11, Tara Godwin, 33, Shelby Vankenhoven. Number 2, Chevelle Graves. Number 22, Megan Upton. Number 12, Lauren Mitchell. For the Bakersfield Lady Lions, they come back out. Looks like the same five that started. It is 22, Shelby Summers. 23, Sierra Carter. Number 33, Ashton Yeager. Number 34, Shelby C. And number 44, Haley Kimmel. Lady Bears with the basketball to start with. They run the weave outside. Godwin with it. Godwin looking inside. Oh, just barely over the fingertips of Mitchell. Good play there, but the Lady Bears couldn't control the pass. Just a little bit high. So, turnover goes back to Bakersfield. 7:40 left to play, third quarter. Bama spring on defense. Good play. Summers takes it down the middle. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Back up and in by Carter, number 23. Sierra Carter makes the shot. Lady Bears on offense. Lauren Mitchell gets it out to Vankenhoven. She'll fire for three off the rim. No good. Upton and Summers tied up, and it belongs to Bakersfield. Mammoth Spring had the ball here to start the quarter, so Bakersfield comes out aggressive here to start this third quarter. Down by 21. Yeager with it. Yeager on the dribble. Bounces back out. Almost had it taken away there by Mitchell. Gets it over to C. They work it inside, and we're going to have a foul. See who it was. Vankenhoven and Upton both there, both with their hands up. And they're going to call it on Megan Upton. Her first foul. So Bakersfield will inbound the basketball underneath their own goal. Down by 21. Still lots of time left in this ball game. And right now, Bakersfield leading in this quarter 2-0 with a basketball. Bakersfield out to Summers. Jumper's up. It's good. Summers now with 4 points in the ball game. It's down to 19, 29-10. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Vankenhoven. Vankenhoven on the dribble. Lost the ball. It's stolen by Carter. Sierra Carter pushing the ball the other way. Goes through traffic all the way at the basket, puts it up. She's going to draw a foul on Megan Upton. Lady Bears kind of come out of the locker room here. Don't look like they're ready to start this second half. And Bakersfield is. Bakersfield cut it down to 19. Blocked by Mitchell. Good defensive play by Lauren Mitchell. She blocked the three-pointer. It'll be Bakersfield basketball. The ball went out of bounds. Carter to inbound, looking to come in. She's going to bring it out front to C, who drives in. Good pass. Underneath, shot up by Kimmel is good. Coach Small may want to think about a timeout here. They've cut it to 17 and scored the first 6 points here of this third quarter. It's a 6-0 run. With the basketball, Lauren Mitchell goes to the basket, puts it up, no good. Mitchell with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled as she tried to go back up with it. Actually, Mitchell and Upton both had the rebound, and Mitchell just took it and went back up. Lauren at the free throw line trying to stop this 6-0 streak here by Bakersfield to start the second half. 29-12. Shot on the way by Mitchell off the back of the rim. No good. Lauren with 14 first half points. 6:06 left to play in the third quarter. Shot on the way, off the rim, no good. Long rebound goes to Bakersfield. So Lady Bears still have not scored through the first 2 minutes here of this third quarter. And lead by 17. With a basketball, Kimmel. Her pass is knocked away, taken by Upton. Ooh, almost another foul there. Pass into the corner to C. They go underneath, stolen by Vankenhoven. Good job by Shelby. Stepped right into the passing lane. Tara Godwin now pushing the ball up the floor. Tara with a basketball, gives it on the wing to Mitchell. Mitchell drives, gives it off to Grace. Chevelle into the lane, lost the ball. It's stolen by the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Lady Lions head the other way. Yeager on the dribble. She'll take it all the way around the outside of the key. Now underneath, good pass into Kimball. She couldn't get it to go, and we're going to have another foul. Looks like Megan Upton just committed her third foul as she tried to block that shot. Tessa Smith going to check back into the ball game. And she runs to the scores table, probably coming in for Megan, who just picked up her third. At the line, number 34, Shelby C. Shelby's first free throw on the way, off the rim, no good. Megan Upton will come to the sideline here after picking up her third foul. 29-12, Mammoth Spring with a 17-point lead, despite a slow start here in this third quarter. Shot by C is on the way, and it's good. Shelby C with her first point. And it's a 7-0 run now for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. See if they can get some offense going here. Vangehoven out front, drives down the lane, puts the shot up. Going to draw the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. Shelby Vangehoven, the junior, will step to the line looking for her first points on the night. Foul was on number 34, Shelby C. So Shelby fouled Shelby. Vangehoven at the line, makes the first. Nothing but net. Pretty shot. Shelby will set for the second. A couple of dribbles. Shot is on the way, and again, nothing but net. 2 points for Vangehoven, and that breaks that 7-0 run for Bakersfield and stretches the lead back out to 18, 31-13. With a basketball, Yeager out front. She's dribbling, looking for a teammate, finds Carter. Carter down low to Kimmel. Kimmel's pass is tipped and stolen by Mitchell. Mitchell on the floor, and we're going to have a, well, we got a call on that end, a whistle, a foul on number 34, I believe. They said 14, but I don't see a 14. There is no 14 on the floor. It has to be 34 or 44 if it's a 4. And they are correcting it. Let's see what they put here. I think it was number 34, and it was her second, third on the team. With the basketball, Mitchell has it. On the dribble, hands off to Vangehoven. Vangehoven almost lost it. Drives free throw line, gets it back out to Godman. Para across the floor to Shelby. She's going to fire for three. And off the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Good job by Tessa Smith blocking out there as that ball was tipped by the Lady Lions. And then Tessa just stepped in front of the Lady Lions, keep them from getting to it. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. 4:28 to play third quarter. Inbound into the middle of the lane to Mitchell. She can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Taken by Carter. Carter now pushes the ball the other way. Pass over to Kimmel. Kimmel goes baseline, and she traveled. She's going to pass it back out. There was nobody there, so she had to take one more step. Mammoth Spring will get the ball back, leading 31-13. 4:13 left to play in the third quarter. With a basketball, Lauren Mitchell. Lauren out to Graves. Around to Godman on the left wing. Top of the key to Vangehoven. Three-pointer on the way is good. You know, it's a matter of time. They keep leaving her open. She's too good a shooter. She'll knock that one down. She's got five now, and it's a 21-point lead again for Mammoth Spring. Into the middle, shot up, no good. Rebound by Carter, back up, no good. Rebound by Godman. Tara pushing up the floor, two on one. Godman over to Mitchell. Mitchell puts it up and in. Good play by the Lady Bears. And Lauren Mitchell now with 16. Mammoth Spring now by 23. Inside, good play for the Bakersfield Lady Lions as Sierra Carter got it. She goes up. She's got 6 points in the ball game. With the basketball, Mammoth Spring on the dribble, leading by 21, 36-15. Vangehoven out front. They quickly jump out on her after she just made the three. Graves drives to the basket, missed the layup. Fight for the rebound. It's on the floor, and it goes off of Bakersfield. Good play by Chevelle Graves. Missed the shot, but she went after the rebound and caused it to go off Bakersfield. Looks like Lauren Skaggs is going to check in for Chevelle Graves. Lauren into the ball game, and Shelby Vangehoven will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Looking to come in, still looking. Trying to find a teammate, finds Godwin. Godwin to the basket, puts it up, draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. Tara back to the line here. She's got 6 points in the ball game. She's one out of two at the line. That's for the first. It's on the way. It's good. 7 points now for Godwin. Makes it a 22-point Mammoth Spring lead. Tara's second free throw is up. It's good. Godwin with eight, and the Lady Bears have stretched that lead back out to 23. 38-15. Mammoth Spring on defense here. 2:55 to play in the third quarter. The ball's tipped out of bounds. Touched last by the Lady Bears. So it belongs to Bakersfield underneath their own basket. 2:52 left to play here in the third quarter. Game Lady Bears have been in control of all the way. Summers inside. Shot can't go. Rebound taken down by Mammoth Spring. And they're in no hurry now, leading by 23 points. Godwin will walk it across half court. Stops, gives it on the wing to Vangehoven. She thought about the three. Still thinking about it. Now she drives around the defender, goes in, shoots the layup. Good play by Shelby Vangehoven. I think they were afraid she was going to shoot that three. Got out a little bit too close, and she just went around it. Steal by Mitchell. Mitchell then stepped on the sideline. Lauren Mitchell stepping on the sideline, turns it over. It'll go back to Bakersfield with 2:17 to play in this third quarter. Yeager will take the ball on the inbound for the Bakersfield Lady Lions. They swing it out inside to Summers, and then she travels. So another turnover on the Bakersfield Lady Lions. It belongs to Mammoth Spring, leading by 25, their biggest lead of the night. Bakersfield started this quarter with a 7-0 run. Since then, it's been all Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears with it. Vangehoven thought about the three, didn't take it. She'll dribble around the right side, picks up the dribble, gives it off to Godwin. Godwin, pass into the middle, is tipped and taken by Bakersfield. Number 12, who just checked back in, that's Nautica Smith. Gives it off to Yeager. Inside now to Summers. Summers pass. And the shot is blocked by Smith. Tessa with a nice defensive play. Then dove on the floor to save the ball. Lady Bears headed back the other way. With a basketball. Godwin steps into the three. It's on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's coming to the side here and picked up by Smith. They give it to Yeager. Bakersfield with the basketball. Down by 25. Bakersfield looking inside. Shot up and in. Number 15, Haley Collins. Her first two. 40-17. Mammoth Spring by 23 now. 55 seconds left, third quarter. High post to Mitchell. She'll turn. Look, spins in and spin right into the defense. She spun right around and handed the ball to one of the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Bakersfield back the other way. They work it inside, and it's going to be a turnover. Mammoth Spring will get the ball back on the turnover. And bring it up the floor on offense, slowly walking it up. Tara Godwin with it. She'll give it off to Vangehoven. Out to Skaggs. Lauren with the basketball. Back to Godwin. Godwin looking inside to Mitchell. All alone off the glass for two. Lauren Mitchell now with 18. And it's 42-17. 16 seconds left, third quarter. Pass underneath. And we're going to get a travel called on the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Good defense down there by Lauren Skaggs. Stepping in, causing the travel. Lady Bears with 10 seconds left in the quarter have the basketball. Tara Godwin gets the screen, stops behind the three-point line, needs help. Off to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Godwin. Three-pointer on the way. Off the rim, no good. So at the end of three, your score, 42-17. Mammoth Spring leads Bakersfield. We'll be back here with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Hey there, kiddos!
Howdy, Golden Age of Radio Announcer Guy. We're just playing on this big green fort.
That's just swell. However, that's no fort at all. That's a pad-mounted transformer. Maybe it's time you went online to learn more about electrical safety from your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at TogetherWeSave.com.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
There's a new one-of-a-kind store in downtown Mammoth Spring. Rutana Banana is an artist nook with one-of-a-kind finds. Rutana Banana is located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. They specialize in Haitian and local art. They offer art classes, drop-in art days, scrapbooking, and an art party venue for special parties. Stop in and have a cup of Haitian coffee, great conversation, and complimentary Wi-Fi. The mission at Rutana Banana is to help keep families together while appreciating amazing local artists. Rutana Banana, loving arms built brighter futures.
Welcome back, Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears leading 42-17 at the end of three. And right now joining me is Coach Seth Godwin for the Mammoth Spring Bears. And Coach, tell you what, this has turned into one of my favorite tournaments of the year.
It is. We're definitely proud of it. This is our third year to have this tournament, and it seems to get better each year, and that's what we want. We want good basketball from Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas, and I believe that's what we've got right here.
Yeah, it's interesting to see teams that don't play each other a whole lot, and you get a chance to watch them play each other. And, you know, like Mammoth Spring playing Koshkonong tomorrow night. Looking forward to watching the Bears and the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and I think that's what adds a little bit of spice to this tournament. These teams get to come in and take a break from conference play or district play or whatever it might be, and see some teams they don't normally see. And, you know, even in your regular season tournaments that you play in Arkansas or Missouri, you're still seeing teams you're going to see probably down the road.
Right.
Well, that's not the case with this one here.
Yeah,
and so that's what we think. We think our tournament, we believe our tournament is unique in that way.
It is unique in that way. Like I said, I like the idea of seeing teams from across the border battle each other. It's good, you know, got the Fair Lady Bobcats coming down here tomorrow to play, and a good chance that we could see the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Bears down the line here in this tournament.
We're hoping for a rematch of last year's championship in the girls' division. But, yeah, we're excited for a good week of basketball tomorrow. We'll still have our first round, and then we'll come back with consolation games on Wednesday. Thursday should be a huge night for us. Mm-hmm. We've got semifinal action on Thursday. We'll take the evening off on Friday and come back Saturday for six ball games, a full day full of basketball with a consolation final, third place game for girls and boys, and also a championship game in boys and girls on Saturday.
And while we were talking there, Lauren Mitchell got fouled, went to the line, made one out of two. She's got 19 points now in the ball game. Lady Bears have been playing well here tonight.
They have. What I was impressed with early was their defensive effort. I mean,
yes.
Lauren and Tara were very active out top on their 3-2 zone, and were able to get some steals, deflections, and break this thing open early. But real quick, I would like to thank some of our hospitality sponsors for this tournament this year: Subway of Thayer, Walmart of Thayer, Harps of Thayer, El Charro, Fred's Fish House, Riverbend Restaurant, Casey's General Store of Thayer, Shorty's Rib Shack, FNBC Bank, Simmons Bank, Country Cottage Cafe, Pizza Inn of Thayer, Shady Oaks Outpatient Therapy Clinic, and Pro AV Solutions of Jonesboro, Arkansas. So we appreciate them and their donations toward our hospitality room to always take care of our media, our coaches, our administrators, and our officials.
Yeah, very good hospitality room. I went over there and enjoyed a nice meal before the game. Look forward to coming back tomorrow just for the hospitality room.
Miss Janet and Miss Tina are doing a wonderful job this week, and I can promise you, you won't leave here hungry, and it'll be good food.
No way. And you got good food to eat and good basketball to watch. So
we're looking forward tomorrow. Like you said, their Lady Bobcats will tip off at 4, and Mammoth Spring and Kosh boys will wrap up the night at 8:30. So come in, grab a seat, and enjoy all four games tomorrow.
That's right. We'll be back. We'll have two of them for you here on K-Country 95. Of course, the Thayer Grant game and the Mammoth game, and we look forward to both of those tomorrow, and hopefully a lot more of both teams later in the tournament.
Hopefully these Mammoth and Thayer teams be playing in the finals on Saturday.
That'd be great. All right, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, 6:07 left here in the ball game. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in control of this one, leading by 26, 43-17 over the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Just want to take a minute there and visit with Coach Godwin about this tournament, because it is really one of the funnest tournaments in the area. Megan Upton with a nice shot off the backboard for two. Megan now with 9 points in the ball game, and the Lady Bears up by 26, 45-17. With the basketball now, Bakersfield back C. She'll come out to Carter way out on the floor. And like Coach Godwin said, this 3-2 zone has caused problems for Bakersfield tonight. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound chased down, put back up. No good. That ball looked like it went all the way down and come back out. Megan Upton pulls down the rebound. She'll bring it back up the floor. Excuse me, that'll be Godwin bringing it back up the floor. Megan handed it to her. Now Vangenhoven has it on the right wing. One dribble back across to Mitchell, who's all alone. Gives it back out to Vangenhoven for three. That shot no good. Upton with a rebound. Back up and in. Megan in double figures now with 11. Lady Bears rolling, leading by 30 now, 47-17. 4:57 left to play in this one, and now that clock is going to roll with that 30-point lead. And the seniors, again, will get a breather here, much like they did in the first half. And keep them rested and ready to go for the rest of the week here in this tournament. With a basketball, Carter out front. She'll swing it around to see. They work it inside. And almost a travel. They turn it over instead. Chevelle Graves up the floor. She'll put it up off the glass for two. Chevelle Graves' first 2 points of the ball game. 49-17, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Inside Summers, back out. Carter, Carter for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Out of bounds to Mammoth Spring. So the Lady Bears get the ball back. 4:12 left to play in this one. Again, remind you, as we talked there with Coach Godwin, we got two games for you tomorrow here on K-Country. Be sure and join us at 4 o'clock as their Lady Bobcats will open play here. Their season opener here at the Battle of the Border. Megan Upton for three, and it's good. Megan, who doesn't shoot many threes, looked like she did there. She knocks it down. She's got 14. 52-17. Mammoth Spring leading big. 35-point lead. Pass inside, stolen by Skaggs. Skaggs on the dribble, pushing the ball down the floor. She'll back it back out. Lawrence sets up the offense, gives it to Upton in the corner. Thought she was going to take another one. Out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven looking inside. Bounce pass over to Upton. Upton goes baseline, puts the shot up, and that was a big, big collision there between Upton and Summers. Number 22 and number 22. Summers goes down, and she gets the charge. Her fourth. Shelby Summers picks up her fourth foul. That is the sixth foul on the team, so Lady Bears will inbound. Looking to come in. They work it into Upton, and she loses it out of bounds. Megan diving, trying to get to the ball, and couldn't quite save it. So Lady Bears turn it over on the inbound play, down to 2:47. A lot of time went off the clock while they were trying to chase the ball down the corner over here where I'm sitting. Mammoth Spring Bears back on defense with a basketball. See, pass inside is tipped and stolen by Upton. Off to Skaggs. Lauren pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Graves. Graves goes baseline underneath looking for help. Lost the ball. It's picked up by the Bakersfield Lady Lions. Dribbled into traffic and turned it over. 52-17. Mammoth Spring with a big lead. 35-point lead. Smith with it across the C. Now to Yeager. Back to Smith. Nautica's three-pointer is good. All right. Nautica Smith knocks down the three. Makes it a 32-point Mammoth Spring lead. With the basketball. Tessa Smith in the corner. Looking inside. Comes back out to Vangenhoven. Lady Bears running the offense here. Green inside. Oh, just a little bit out of the reach of Chevelle Graves. Good idea as they set the high screen and cut to the basket. Now there's something on the floor. Coach Godwin pointed out to them. They'll get that off the floor, and we'll get ready to play some more basketball. A minute 27 left to play. Mammoth Spring on defense, leading by 32, 52-20. With the basketball, Yeager. Out to Smith, who just hit a three. Cross to Kimmel. She'll put it up and in. Haley Kimmel with her second field goal. She's got 4 points. The Lady Bears lead is down to 30. A minute 3 left to play. This one just about over. Lady Bears will advance into the semifinals on Thursday. Three-pointer by Skaggs, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Lions. It's stolen by Vangenhoven. Shelby puts it back up and in. She's got 9 points. Number 24 checks in. That is Kaylin Williams. She's in for Bakersfield. 40 seconds left to play. And it's 54-22. So Lady Bears advance into the semifinals, the top seed, with a big win here tonight. with the basketball. Nautica Smith drives down the lane, puts the shot up on the run. No good. Rebound. Back up and in for Williams. 20 seconds left to play. Lady Bears here. Don't have to shoot it. They're just going to walk across half court and I think let the time run out. They lead it 54-24. 30-point lead. Mammoth Spring will get the victory. Oh, it's a steal. A steal by Nautica Smith. She goes to the basket, puts it up and in. So that's going to change the final score. 54-26, your final. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a win over the Bakersville Lady Lions. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, see if we can get a visit with Coach Scott Small in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? French Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. French Fish House has the best tush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to French Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Again, welcome back, Mammoth Spring High School. The annual Battle of the Border and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the top seed, come away with a 54-26 win over the Bakersville Lady Lions. Coach Small, a good win. I thought your defense there, your 3-2 zone to start the ball game, really set the tone, and you took control.
We did. Our kids did a good job defensively. We're able to get a little length in our zone, and that helps us on both ends of the floor be able to get out and run, and then our two wings do a good job.
Yeah, I thought everybody played really well tonight, defensively and offensively, for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And the Lady Bears, of course, now will advance into the semifinals on Thursday. I'll wait just a minute here as Coach Small is taking care of something. Again, they'll advance into the semifinals on Thursday. Coach, in that semifinal matchup, you'll play the winner of
Salem and Koshkonong.
Salem and Koshkonong, that's right. Salem and Koshkonong. So you got any preference as to who you play?
No, that's a good thing about a tournament like this is I feel like our competition is going to be pretty good, 9 in and 9 out, and we've tried to make this thing pretty fun for everybody and try to get our best basketball here, for this tournament. So Salem, Kosh, I mean, they're both good programs, and they're going to give us a run.
I know it's a long way down the road, but I know everybody's looking forward and hoping that we see that rematch between Thayer and Mammoth on Saturday. That should be a good one. Of course, Thayer plays tomorrow night. If you had a chance, of course, I know they haven't played yet, so it'd probably be your first chance to see them tomorrow, right?
Yeah, looking forward to that. And, I know I'm wishing for that rematch just because, to make up for how we played last year in it. I didn't feel like we gave them a very good shot right off the bat. And, this is a chance for us to when we talk about Battle of the Border, it doesn't get any closer than Mammoth and Thayer. So that's kind of the one that's on everybody's mind, and hopefully it'll come, and hopefully it'll work out for us.
Yeah, we don't want to overlook a team, but it would be great to see that matchup happen.
Absolutely.
Of course, the Lady Bears, they're off to a great start on the season. Your team's got a good record coming into this tournament, top seed, well-earned, and I want to wish you good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Coach Scott Small from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a big win here tonight over the Bakersville Lady Lions, 54-26. We'll check the scoring, first of all, for Bakersville. Bakersville led by Sierra Carter with 6 points, 5 points for Nautica Smith, 4 for Haley Kimmel, and then 2 points apiece for Ashton Yeager and Kaylin Williams and Haley Collins, 1 point for Shelby C. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led by Lauren Mitchell. Lauren finished with 19 points. 14 for Megan Upton, and let's see, 8 points for Tara Godwin, 9 points for Shelby Vangenhoven, and two apiece for Chevelle Graves and Lauren Skaggs. Again, Lady Bears took control of this one early. They led it 19-4 at the end of one. It was 29-6 at half, and then they cruised to a big 54-26 win over the Bakersville Lady Lions. That's going to wrap things up for your Lady Bear basketball here tonight from the Battle of the Border. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be back. We've got, of course, your Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. I'll be here for that tomorrow evening around 8:30. Their Lady Bobcats at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Redbone Mike Crace will be here for the call of that one. Your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball tonight brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Rutana Banana in Mammoth Spring, Main Street Boutique in Mammoth Spring, Pam's Place in Mammoth Spring, and the Mammoth Spring School District. And thank you again to our Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Boosters, including Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Homes Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Again, your final 54-26, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the win over the Bakersfield Lady Bears. For Hayden back in the studio, I'm Mike Robertson for Ecom Sports.